Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
For Saturday, August 6th, the Old Testament verse comes from Deuteronomy 4, verse 9. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen.
And from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 3. Remember then what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. Wow, remember and repent. Kind of interesting how those two words usually don't go together. But maybe for some reasons they could, because repentance means to have a second thought, to think again, to turn around. And that's kind of what Deuteronomy is saying, is be careful. Don't forget. Maybe we are forgetting. And if we're forgetting the things the Lord has done for us, we should repent so that we remember what God has done for us. How do we remember what God has done for us?
Yeah,
how
well,
do
you remember, Sonia? Recall those things that we pass down to our children and from our parents to us, the things that God did, the wonders he performed on our behalf. And that's how it carries from one generation to the other. I was considering this, that it's very important that this is passed on to our children and to their children, the things that we have learned, the things that we have understood that God has done.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Lord reveals things to us. I mean, that's really the heart and soul of the gospel, revelation. God reveals his presence to people who are otherwise in the dark. That's what we are. Apart from revelation, we're in the dark. And until God opens our eyes to see, everything looks kind of normal to us, kind of like no surprises, nothing special here. But when God opens our eyes, then we see what he wants us to see, and our lives change forever.
Mm-hmm. And if we don't hear those stories of how God changed or turned people around, especially our ancestors, how they came back to under the teaching and sovereignty of God, we don't recall it. We need to keep remembering it. That's why rituals are important. Mm-hmm. Family rituals are important to build those memories in the family. And also even the communion verse that you were saying, Johann, do this
in remembrance of me.
Right. So I was thinking about how we lose our way with these memories and with what God has done, because things are not passed on. Everything sort of becomes watered down. This, I see, happens easily.
In my family history, my great-great-grandfather, Canute, was at one time a shipper in the Norwegian merchant marine. He had two ships that he owned, and the ships brought fish from the Norwegian coast to Germany because the Germans needed fish, especially on Friday. They had to eat their fish. So he made his money off of the fact that German Catholics wanted their fish, and he shipped them to them in barrels. And one of his ships sank, and he didn't believe in insurance. He thought that was a lack of faith. So he sold his other ship and his entire business and told his children, we're moving to the United States and we're going to become pastors. And this was a man who really believed in freedom. He told his sons, I don't care what you do with your life, as long as you become a pastor. He had three boys. They all became pastors. He told his daughters, I don't care who you marry, as long as you marry a pastor. Now, there's a man who believed in freedom. In any case, that's the heritage out of which I come. That man, he had 14 churches in rural Canby, Minnesota, and also into South Dakota. That was his calling. That's the heritage that really has shaped part of my life. That's why I am who I am, because of Grandpa Canute, who, as we were saying yesterday, he leaped over a wall. The wall was adversity in Norway that mm-hmm. he couldn't overcome, so he sold everything he had and said, we're moving to America. And he moved, of course, to a very unusual part of Minnesota where he was able to serve a number of congregations as a Lutheran pastor.
Mm-hmm. In my heritage, my grandmother, my mom's mom, was a person who became a widow at a young age of 37. And after her husband died of tuberculosis, she was left with five children. And she became a very practical and helpful church member, also quite a singer in the church. But she also knew that she had to really work hard to raise her five children in the faith amidst death. One of the children died, my mom's sister, when she was, I think, 12. And there were many hardships. But the heritage I come out of is you had to work hard to get through life. And that hard work paid off. I've also learned about what work does. I also saw the faith that she had. She trusted God. She believed that she would be helped by God. And even till she lived till 100, she knew that Jesus was her Savior.
You know, the question of work is a pretty good one, Sonia, because I knew your mom, your grandma rather, mm-hmm. and I know that she trusted in the works of Jesus. She knew she had to work in order to put food on the table and do other things to make the family survive, but she really trusted in the good works of Jesus Christ. And mm-hmm. when we think about remembrance, we think about the Lord's Supper, where Jesus says, we do this in remembrance of Jesus. What does that mean to us? We live our lives in remembrance of what Jesus has done for us. So we do everything we do in remembrance of the one who is working for us. And that's the promise of the gospel. Jesus is working for you. And you can rest in the fact that his labor is sufficient for you. And then you're also free to do those things for others that you might not otherwise have felt free to do. But because of Jesus Christ, you are free.
So just like brushing your teeth every morning and every night, that ritual, we need to wake up in the morning. Thank God for the day. Thank God that we have been kept through the night. And every evening, saying the Lord's Prayer is a way of having these rituals of turning our lives back under God's faithfulness and authority, God's ordinance and protection, under God's care, so that we turn again to the Lord our God, for he is gracious and merciful.
Remember then what you have received, Sonia, and what you have heard, Sonia. Obey it and repent. Think again. That's what you're saying we do every day.
Every day. Amen. I'll say the prayer. Holy God, yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Thank you for the wonderful ways you work in the world and in the lives of your people. I'm sorry I stray from your path. Awaken my spirit. Keep me obedient to your teaching. Help me remember and share what I have seen you do in me. Amen. We will sing the first verse of O God, Our Help in Ages Past.
O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.